We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
Before we begin, I'd like to thank God for giving us the opportunity to do what we love in the City of Angels. Good morning. Thank you so much for waking up with us. Happy Wednesday, hump day, ombliguito la semana. You're halfway to the weekend, and I love it. My name is Edgar. This is Brian. Good morning,
What's
bro.
What's up, everybody?
Good morning, Chelsea.
Morning.
Good morning, Alex D.
What up?
Hit us up on social media at 97.1 Amp Radio. Also, you can hit us up on the phone or via text, 877-971-HITS. Tamara's there waiting for your call and text. Good morning, producer Brad.
Hey.
Good morning, DJ Majestic.
Morning.
Good times, familia. Came across an interesting study I want to run by you guys. Because I believe as you're walking, as you're going through life, you're secretly judging people just by like petty things on the exterior.
Secretly.
Except for Brian. He just says it out loud or That's takes right. a picture of you and then tweets it
Yo,
out.
Yeah, I put on Instagram stories.
Look at this douche. But anyways, and it's funny because I found this study yesterday. It says top three petty things that people will totally judge you for.
Okay.
Number three, when your pants don't fit you right.
Yeah.
I will judge you for that.
Yeah, I can
definitely. Yes,
Chelsea? Yeah, because I feel like also my level of attraction to a guy is how they wear their pants. It's very important. Like, they have to wear them a certain way.
That's how you know if he's good hubby material or
well,
not.
Well, I mean, you know, it says a lot about someone.
It's always like the person wearing skinny jeans you shouldn't. You know what I'm saying? Where you're like, you see him, we see him from like a block away.
He looks
and you can see every single thing in their pockets. You're like, I know how much change you're wearing. That's how tight your dumb pants are.
He looks like an ice cream cone just walking down, tumbling down. Number two, dirty shoes.
Yeah, all right.
People judge you for that. Number one, this one actually convicted me because I've judged people for this for sure and I feel terrible. If you have a cracked cell phone screen, people will straight up judge you for that. They think the worst of you. Like, oh my gosh, they just can't get it together.
You're living you're living life too hard, man.
Yeah.
Your phone can't handle it.
Have you guys ever been judged for that, Chels? Have you ever had a cracked screen?
I actually haven't.
What?
You know what's crazy?
You're like a unicorn. That's impossible.
You know what's crazy I drop my phone so much, and I don't know how it happens. But also, the one time it did kind of crack a little bit, I got it fixed right away because it drove me nuts. Because then it cuts your fingers. It's awful, you know?
I get judged. I've broken probably 15 or 20 phones.
Yeah,
I've jumped in swimming pools and been like, oh, snap, my phone's in my pocket. Whoops. I had one of my phones fall when someone was holding my feet on a keg stand, and it went down, and someone was like, hey, someone's phone is in the water, and I was like, oh. My phone's been cracked so many times that the glass starts falling out of it and I'll just be missing whole pieces of glass.
Oh my gosh.
But I kind of take it as a challenge at that point. It still works, everybody. But judgment wise, yes, and I've never been judged harder in my life than I was yesterday at the Boys and Girls Club of Hollywood, where I go on Tuesdays and help all the kids with their homework.
That's dope.
And I was checking math because like some of the fifth graders are doing subtraction with, you know, numbers where you have to borrow from, and I'm like not trying to check all their stuff and do it each problem. So I pulled out my phone to use the calculator on it, and this kid was like, oh my, what happened to your phone? Because my phone is destroyed right now. Like it is,
oh,
looks
wow.
like someone shot it with
my
a
gosh,
gun.
Yo, it does.
Well, your life together.
What happened was, my life together, it's the worst story ever. I was taking my girlfriend's dog to a dog park, and he freaked out, got excited, and ran into the leash. And my phone just flung out of my hand and cracked on the street. So it's like the worst reason. It's like the nicest is trying to be nice. But it's got a piece of glass on the front, like a protective thing. So the it just looks awful, but nothing's falling out of it. And this kid was like, oh my God, your phone is destroyed. What's wrong with you? Like, really, like,
how old is this kid?
Fifth grader. Like, he's disgusted.
How did you feel in that moment? Were you brought back to, like, high school?
We're not done yet, okay. Chelsea. It gets worse.
Keep going.
So he's like, oh my God, that's so, what's wrong with you? Like, he's mortified. Like, his breath is taken away from me. And I'm looking at his face, and he's just got like, ugh, face. Like, someone farted or something.
Yeah.
He's making this, and then I'm like, nothing, man. It's just broke, and I'll get a new one, and, you know, whenever I got time. I don't got time right now. I'm sitting here with you, helping you with your math. Shut your mouth. No, anyways. So I'm sitting there, and I'm like, man, this is kind of rude right now. Then I'm like, that doesn't mean anything, man. I mean, people break phones all the time. And this other girl sitting at the table is like, only one who has a broken phone in my family is my drunk aunt.
Oh!
And So she says, I'm a drunk aunt. And then this other kid's like, yeah, man, my drunk aunt always has a broken phone.
Oh, my God.
Then another kid at a different table is like, yeah, mine does too. Oh, so all these kids are calling me their drunkest aunt. And I can't even argue with them because everyone's drunk aunt on a Monday morning has a broken phone. Like she fell walking out of the club in her heels somewhere. Yeah. And every single, like I had to stop them from doing it. They were going table to table like, yo, look at his broken phone. And they were just clowning on me. And I still had an hour left of tutoring these kids.
I love that every day after Brian does tutoring, he comes in and vents because he's getting bullied by fifth graders.
It's 3 hours. I don't know how these kids are torturing me like this.
The good news is at least they're bullying you, not each other. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's a positive.
Yeah, I'll look at it that way. I'll be everyone's punching bag on Tuesdays.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
Good morning, we're Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea. Halfway to the weekend, and I love it. Can you imagine... You, if you love to smoke weed, you know what I'm saying? You're a stoner, you're chilling by the beach, just chilling here in Santa Monica, whatevs. Next thing you know, all of a sudden waves start washing up, not seaweed, but washing up straight up just weed.
Wow.
Coming off of the ocean.
Like pounds of it wrapped up in plastic.
This just happened in Florida, and it's continuing to happen, and stoners everywhere are trying to pick up flights to Florida. Southwest Airlines, you need to jump on this real quick. Get some type of deal, package deal for this, but, you know, some snacks or whatnot. Giant blocks of bundled marijuana containing individually wrapped 5-kilo bricks have been washing up all throughout the Florida shore. And it's all because of Hurricane Florence that hit this weekend. So far, 120 pounds of marijuana has rolled up, especially around the Daytona Beach area. People are literally fighting for these packages, punching each other, trying to run away with it, and then getting arrested because it's illegal just to run away with marijuana, apparently. Although, I doubt it's really like written in the law.
Well, it depends.
Like, if weed rolls up somewhere that you could just roll away with it.
Well, if it's the state of Florida, if marijuana is illegal, then it definitely is very much illegal to... I mean, you can't just possess marijuana, so it's not... In certain states, I imagine if a brick rolled up in California, you're probably okay. Now, maybe because it's 5 kilos or something, you're going to get in some trouble. I just don't... I've watched way too many... Narcos, Ozarks, like, I ain't touching no...
Seriously.
There is a drug kingpin who is... furious right now that he had a boat that probably everyone died on out in the the hurricane, and now people are just running off with their bricks of weed. Nope.
Yeah.
I like my fingers. I like my life. I am not messing with that.
And if they didn't die, they're about to die probably.
Yeah. Oh no, they're swimming somewhere.
Like, you know what I mean? Whoever was in charge of those bags.
And it's not a good look if you're seeing a news station covering the event and you're in the background like coming out in the shot. You're going viral jacking this weed.
Like, you don't have any proof I took the weed. And they're like, we're going to go to Channel 4's live coverage of you running off with 18 pounds of marijuana.
For sure. But that's wild. Speaking about weed, man, Coca-Cola reportedly is looking to develop cannabis-infused beverages.
CBD. Yeah, that's such a big thing here in LA now. I always talk about Air One, the grocery store that I go to right down the street. But I mean, there's everything. They have coffee CBD, latte CBD, kombucha. Like literally, I think every time I go in there's a new product you can buy with CBD in it. Which is, you know, I've tried a couple. It's interesting. Well, it's cool.
Do you get an impact from it?
It's just a physical high.
Yeah,
it's
more just like it chills you out. You just feel very relaxed.
By the way, Air One sounds like marijuana. Right, like one of those strangers, like Gorilla Glue. I want some Air One.
And to explain to our audience that don't know what Air One is it like a glorified?
It's like a Whole Foods on crack, basically, because it's like all healthy, organic, vegan options. There's like a hot bar there, the best salad bar I've ever experienced in my life.
So Whole Foods on steroids, but GMO free.
I saw one finally, an Air One. Chelsea talks about it. I saw one in Venice, and I was like, oh, that looks. And then they had valet parking. I'm like, that's not the grocery store for me, man. They don't valet park around.
Valet parking for like your cart?
No, for your car. You roll up.
Vehicle.
Yes. Well, the parking lot's really small in the Venice one, okay?
Get out of here.
I mean, come on, guys.
Get out of here, Bad and Bougie.
That's actually, I love that one. That's my favorite grocery store.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, I'm taking you guys there one day, and you're going to love it.
I'm down. But you're paying for valet.
Sure.
Speaking about highs, man, if you're a Dodger fan, you've definitely felt this high. This is so amazing. Because right now, basically, Dodgers are in the running for not just first place in the National League West, but also trying to make sure to secure at least a wild card position to play in the playoffs starting October, right? So they're playing the Rockies, who they're battling for first place. So basically, it's like the playoffs right now. So Dodger Stadium last night, the Dodgers took the game 3-2 versus the Rockies in extra innings. 10th inning, Taylor just hit a walk-off home run, and it was the most amazing moment. Check it out.
High fly ball to left center field. Way into the night to end the night.
I just wish I could have that feeling one day in my life.
Oh, yeah.
What that would feel like to hit a walk-off home run. You know, to now project the Dodgers to first place and they're a game and a half ahead of the Rockies. That's got to be the most amazing feeling ever.
Yeah. I mean, I got to be honest. I hope you have that moment, like maybe in a softball game, maybe like wiffle ball or something.
But indoor soccer.
Yeah, but judging on how you performed in the Chivas versus America fundraising game where you took a junk shot 10 minutes in and had to be carted off the field. I don't see it happening, Edgar.
Yeah, nobody clapped for me when they carried me off the field after I got hit with a ball that's coming at me like 80 miles an hour.
Soccer, they thought you were faking it. They're like, spray him with that spray. He'll get up.
Where's the cold spray for his nuts?
Yeah.
I'm like, no, please, I'm good.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
So apparently Kanye West is moving to Chicago.
I miss the old Kanye. Huh.
So he made the announcement while in Chicago at an event with Chance the Rapper. The audio isn't super great, but here it is.
So the first thing on my mind that I have to tell you is I got to let y'all know that I've moved back to Chicago. I'm never leaving again.
Did you run this one by Kim yet?
Yeah, so well.
Seems like a pretty big decision. You gotta like run by the old ball and chain.
The way everybody reacted to the announcement, it sounded like he said, and you guys are gonna live with me.
Exactly. No, it's true though.
I'm buying a building.
I kind of was Googling it after because all the headlines are Kanye's moving, but Kim apparently is moving as well as the kids.
No way.
And they already bought a house. So there's that. But they're also gonna keep their LA properties. But we heard Kanye's actually moving his whole Yeezy office to Chi-Town as well. So.
Next season of Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
I know, take
Chicago.
The Windy City.
They're just going to be in the house the entire time because it's 80 inches of snow.
Oh my gosh. How is Kim going to handle that weather?
I don't know.
A lot of fur.
No heels. She can't do it. You know, Ugg
boots. You cannot give me any advice.
She's got to make her own line of Ugg boots. In other Kanye news, he's also announced he's dropping a new album called Yandy, I think is how it's pronounced. It's an apparent follow-up to his critically acclaimed 2013 album, Yeezus. It's coming out on September 29th, and it's his sixth album he's released this year.
That's dope. Is it going to have more than five songs?
Yeah, I was going to say, man, I can't wait for that single.
We shall see, you know?
Can't
Who
wait.
Knows? But there's that. All right, big news for gamers around the world. Fortnite legend Ninja, whose real name is Tyler Blevins, is the first professional gamer to be featured on the cover of ESPN.
Wow.
The magazine hit stands this Friday. A few of Ninja's big accomplishments, if you're not familiar with him, is that, you know, he streamed with rapper Drake.
Started from the bottom, now we're here.
He also won E3's Pro AM while teamed up with DJ producer Marshmello. And then he's broke all sorts of streaming records. But yep. And maybe those sound effects were included when he broke those records. Who knows?
Wrong.
But the thing that I think is crazy, I heard that he's making about six figures a month.
It's impressive.
How crazy is that?
It just makes me mad that my mom used to be like, get outside and do something with your life. No one's going to pay you to play video games. And I'm like, but Mortal Kombat's amazing.
Yeah.
And then here we are.
Yeah,
you could have been on the cover of ESPN magazine, bro.
Covering these people my mom told me not to be.
Could
have. Good for him, man. That's no good.
Fatality.
Somebody's really, really happy with the sound effects.
Yeah. Producer Brad's in the corner just like laughing as he drinks his coffee and pushes the button.
I forgot what I was going to say. Thanks, Wait. Producer Brad.
Oh, that's it?
I honestly forgot. So what else was going on?
That's all she wrote.
Oh, that's cool. Can we go out to Sephora tickets?
We can do that. The Chelsea Report is brought to you by Sephora House of Beauty, the biggest beauty event of the year in Los Angeles, which goes down Saturday, October 20th and Sunday, October 21st in downtown LA at the Majestic. So if you love beauty products and Sephora, be caller 9 right now.
97.1 AMP Radio.
AMP Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
halfway to the weekend, and I love it. Ombliguito de la semana. Good morning. We are Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea. By the way, next Friday, September 28th, Cardi B dropping some new music called Taki Taki with DJ Snake, Ozuna, which is a Latin artist. It's amazing, man. And Selena Gomez. We've already seen them working on the music video, but the song will be dropping next week.
I hope it's about those chips, man.
Yeah.
Taki chips.
That's what I'm talking about. Takis, right?
Habanero. Are they flaming Takis? What are they called?
So Takis are just spicy in general, and there's different versions of it. Yeah.
They're the kind of spicy that you eat, and then you find yourself like have to feverishly keep eating them to keep the like the fire from really overtaking your mouth. Next thing you know, you've crushed a bag. And you don't need to crush a bag.
I remember Camila Cabello was a huge fan of them, and I had no idea what they were. And I recently tried them for the first time.
Oh, did you? What'd you think?
And they're great. They're awesome. Yeah. I love Flaming Hot Cheetos, so it reminds me of that a little bit.
Yeah, for sure. They're battling it out right there. That's the battle. It's like Dodgers versus the Giants right there. Which one are you? All right, coming up next, your chance to confess your cray. Listen, we all have those moments. We do things that we're not proud of. Or maybe internally we are, but externally you don't want to admit it.
You don't want to brag about it, but you're proud inside.
Mm-hmm. That's fine. But you've been carrying it around. Go ahead, call in, text in, confess your cray. It's a judgment-free zone for you, all right? 877-971-HITS is the number to call or text.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial-free Monday.
Right about now, your chance to confess your cray, something you're not that proud of. Judgment-free zone. Just call in. You can change your name if you want. We got you. But you got to get it off your chest.
I mean, don't carry that around. Oh, we all have those moments, too, where you walk away from going like, probably could have handled that differently. But secretly, you're kind of impressed with the fact that you can find that level of crazy.
Yeah, those and that'll shave years off your life if you just hold that in. You know, so true, you got to let it out.
Start creating wrinkles and whatnot.
Nah, who needs
bags
that?
Bags under your eyes.
It's horrible.
877-971-HITS. Confess your cray. Call or text. Emily from Newport. Good morning.
Hi. Good morning.
We were just in Newport last night for the Bozzy pool party. It was epic. You should have come through.
Ooh, I know. I was working.
It's all good. Emily, I will tell the audience that we have changed your name because you're about to confess your cray. And even though it's a judgment-free zone from us, we don't want necessarily the audience to judge you.
There's also legal repercussions and statute of limitations and things. It's just all this yellow tape we don't need to get into.
You know what? Actually, we do want the listeners to judge you. So, live text us. 877-971-HITS. What are your thoughts about what Emily is about to confess in Confessor Craig? Go ahead, Emily.
So I'm a server at this restaurant, so I usually work nights, and there's this guy who comes in here pretty frequently, and he ended up ghosting one of my friends because they were dating a little bit, but he doesn't know that I'm friends with her.
Oh.
So anytime he rolls through, his food is not the way that it's supposed to be.
Oh, no.
I'm not even sorry. Like, you think you're being sly ghosting somebody? Well, guess who's slyer? Me. Sometimes I'll, like, pull some stuff from the little dustbin and sprinkle it on the salad. Or I'll, like, throw something in his drink that's not supposed to be in there, like a floaty. You know, just stuff like that. But because, like, listen, you deserve that. Like, I'm not doing anything that's going to make him sick. But, like, he doesn't deserve to get delicious food when you ghost on my friend. If you can't be a grown-up and face your issues, there's going to be another issue sneaking in the back door for you.
I love that mentality of, if you're not going to be a grown-up and handle your issues, I'm not going to be a grown-up and not put things in your food.
Little floaty.
Exactly.
Because that's a grown-up thing to do. Emily, all I got to say is, we all need a friend like you. I will ask you this, though. How long are you going to keep this going for? He ghosted once on your friend.
Well, he might stop going to the restaurant if the food keeps tasting bad.
Right?
I mean, like, I'll do it as long as I have to. Like, unless he, like, suddenly is like, yo, I'm sorry. That was really rude and messed up what I did to you, then, you know.
So until he apologizes to your friend, basically.
Right.
Yeah, just, like, own up to what you did.
Mm-hmm. I'm just hoping there's not more of you in the world. Back in the day, ghosted on a lot of girls. They got a lot of friends, and I've eaten at a lot of restaurants.
You probably ate a lot of extra floaties, Brian.
That's right, man.
You're like a Ghostbuster, Emily.
I need one of those laser things.
I need a laser thing.
We love you, girl. That's Thank great. You so much for calling in and confessing your cray. Do you feel a lot better now that you were able to get that
I
off your chest?
I feel good.
All right,
Thank
cool.
Thank you.
When a man ghosts on you, who are you going to call?
Emily!
Yes, tell him. Preach, baby. Something strange. Hey! In your neighborhood. What? Who you going to call?
Emily! 97.1 97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
I don't know if you heard, but Heinz, you know, creator of ketchup and so on and so forth, has created Mayo Chup, which is basically mayonnaise with ketchup mixed. People are going crazy about this, but I know that you have your secret dipping sauces that you create every time, whether you're at home or at a restaurant. We want to hear what those are. 877-971-HITS. Shoot us a call or text. 877-971-HITS. What kind of sauces have you created?
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
Heinz has created Mayo Chup. And people are going crazy. Basically, it's mayonnaise mayonesa mixed in with ketchup. And people are digging this. But I know that you create your own sauces when you're chilling at a restaurant or at home. Mm-hmm. And then people look over to see what you're doing. And they look at you like you're crazy.
Like you're mixing it up. That's what you used to do at like Red Robin and Chili's and stuff. Like you get the different little cups of ketchup, and everyone will go around, like, you know, like making little concoctions like a scientist for fries.
Yeah, exactly. So hit us up with your concoctions, if you will. 877-971, hits number to call or text, and then we'll confess ours as well. Xenia from Pico Rivera, good morning.
Good morning.
We got a chorus up in there. Wow. Who's wrong with you, Xenia?
I have my three sons with me. We're on our way to school.
Hi.
Oh, what up, yo?
What up?
Thank you guys for listening to us. Xenia, what do you throw together as your dip or your secret sauce?
Ooh, we have a mayonnaise with a chipotle, and we also add a little bit of garlic to it.
Ooh.
And what do you dip in that?
Oh, gosh. Chicken. Anything, really. Our fingers.
Spoons.
When the struggle is real, just our fingers. Right. Yeah. You know, tortilla. Just put it on a tortilla and just
eat it. Do you have a name?
Tortilla, yes, a bread, anything, a cracker.
Do you have a name for it? Do you call it anything or just like your family sauce?
You know what? My grandma used to make that for us. That's all we ever knew with chicken. Is she would put it in the oven. She would make the sauce and spread it on the chicken and throw it in the oven.
You can call it abuelita sauce.
Abuelita.
I'd buy that.
Abuelita secret sauce.
There it That's is, awesome. Baby. Xenia, what are your kids' names? Give them a shout out, please.
Go ahead. What's your name? Sebastian.
Tell them how.
Leo. We have Sebastian, Leo, and we have Demo, which he just ran off right now.
Going into school, right? Xenia, thank you guys for listening to us. We love you. Thank you so much. You got to try some of that sauce for sure. I love ranch with tapatio hot sauce.
Ooh,
in it.
Okay.
It is so good, especially if you get like a spicy chicken sandwich, like a Jack in the Crack or anywhere else.
Right.
Or, you know, Chick-fil-A or whatever. You throw that on top of it. So good. Also, syrup and Valentina hot sauce. And I got that idea from Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles. Basically, getting the syrup on it and then adding hot sauce to it. So good. And also fries dipped in vanilla ice cream shake.
Oh, I do that too. Or a Frosty at Wendy's.
Yeah.
That's my favorite.
People love that sweet and salty combination.
Yeah. It's so good.
I'm a ranch up, so I do ranch and ketchup.
Ranch up?
Yeah. That's like the best for fries.
It's like ranch up and ketchup.
It's like a lot of these sauces come from when you're making a burger and just whatever falls out of the burger. Like you spray stuff on there and whatever falls out of the back, you just scoop it up with the fries. I'm all about sriracha. So I've done like sriracha barbecue sauce. I've thrown sriracha and ranch. Basically, I just like sriracha. So it doesn't matter what it's with. I just like to set food on fire.
And that is the truth, man, because Mondays we get bagels, and during our brainstorm meeting, I think you're the one that started, Brian, just throwing sriracha on the bagels.
Bagels and cream cheese with sriracha, man. It's a game changer.
So good. The wifey, Janet, she loves to put ketchup, mustard, and mayo together.
I like that, too. Mm-hmm.
I look at her, I'm like, how did I marry you? Why? No, just kidding. And she's like, what do you mean by that? I was like, no, you're a genius. No, that's why.
It's not bad.
97.1
AMP. AMP Radio. Commercial-free Mondays.
Right about now, asking you to call in with your story of how you got cheated on. This is a way that we're going to eradicate cheating from SoCal, because you're going to be exposing the tactics the cheaters used on you. All right? 877-971-HITS is the number to call or text. Got a special shout out right now for the Alvarez family in San Dimas. Also got tweeted by @PizzaDilly1. Says, love your guys' morning show. Thank you. I bump your station from 6 a.m. to 1 p.m. Monday through Friday here in the cafe inside San Dimas High School. And they're super stoked because they're huge Dodger fans. And Dodgers had a huge win last night versus the Rockies. We're in first place. Looking good, baby.
Well, you said Pizza Dilly is the Twitter handle for the cafe inside the high school? Or is that just a pizza joint that can, like, I don't know, roll on through one of these days?
I don't know. They said they're inside at Pizza Dilly 1. So, I don't know if it's an actual business name like that. This guy or her or girl really just loves pizza.
Right. Yeah. You either a big pizza fan or you own a pizza place.
Or they're real smart and just got a free plug and mention marketing for their pizza
good
spot.
Good move, you crafty pizza dillions.
Either way, thank you for listening to us, all right?
97.1
Amp Radio. Commercial free Mondays.
We are Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea on 97.1 Amp Radio. Ready to hear your cheating stories at 877-971-HITS, number to call or text. Exposing cheaters tactics so we can all learn from that and have people not fall for these tactics ever again.
It's kind of like the heads up on the red flags. I mean, we get them all the time. Like, you know, we've heard about Venmo going on a date with their side chick and then having them split the bill.
Idiots. Michelle from Santa Monica, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for calling in. Tell us, how did you get cheated on and what can we all learn from it?
Well, the telltale signs were all there. The hiding with the phones, the getting the car washed every week.
Wait, hold on. Since when is having a clean car meaning you're cheating?
Well, he's getting it on in the back seat.
Or getting rid of the evidence?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like hair or anything left of the
gotcha.
Car. Well, my husband, he wasn't the cleanest person, so when he started getting the car washed, that should have been telltale sign one.
That's really funny.
When he started to buy new underwear and new t-shirts and dress differently, but the biggest sign I got was when he started using my body wash. And I would tell him, aren't the guys at work teasing you because you smell like vanilla? And he was like, well, no, it just makes my skin really soft. And when he started to come home and shower right away, I thought, well, this is weird. Why is he still using my body wash? And it was because he didn't want me smelling another girl on him.
Gotcha.
Oh, I thought he was hooking up with a germaphobe.
Right.
No.
So he, instead of smelling like another woman, he'd smell like you.
Yes, or feminine.
Michelle, how did you finally catch him?
When she called the house. And she asked for him, and I asked her who she was, and she said, why don't you ask him? And she continued to call the house, but I didn't know I had already met her.
Oh, no.
Where did you meet her?
He actually introduced me to her at a concert.
This fool!
And
moron.
She asked me questions about our family and our marriage, and it was ridiculous.
So she knew very well that, I mean, obviously he was taken.
Yeah, and she would call me and say, do you know where your husband is? Oh, actually, he's on his way here.
Damn!
It was ridiculous.
Smells like vanilla.
And he smelled like vanilla. So, girls, when your body wash starts to run low, start to check your man.
We've never heard that one before.
That's not fair. What if you're just a lazy dude who's in a relationship and totally content and just use my girlfriend's stuff all the time?
From now on, thanks to your story, Michelle, every dude's going to have the dirtiest car ever.
Exactly.
So what happened? Did you get divorced?
Yes. Left him. Done. Over.
You guys were dating or was he your husband?
No, we were married for 7 years. So that whole 7 year itch, he was infested. He was like scratchy and itchy all over.
Oh, that's awful.
What's his story now? Is he still with that chick?
No, not at all.
Well, there you go. Well, Michelle,
karma.
Thank you so much for calling in. And honestly,
you're welcome.
Bringing to the table new cheater tactics. Vanilla
that's
body
right.
wash.
Body wash gate.
Bye.
Bye, Michelle. We love you. Thank you for listening. That's definitely a new one right there. 877-971-HITS. Number to call or text with your cheating story.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Amp Radio. Commercial free Mondays.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea hanging out with you. Interesting list of the top 5 words and phrases that people say incorrectly. But, you know, sometimes people just don't correct you. I wish people would correct me. I didn't get corrected till... like this weekend, I've been saying rotisserie chicken all my life.
Rotisserie.
Well,
that's
what?
Just not even the right way to read that word. Yeah.
Because in Spanish, it's pollo rostizado. Rostizado, mm-hmm. Right? It's the same thing, but it's actually obviously rotisserie, uh-huh. Right? But finally this weekend, my boy Nick's like, hey, you know it's rotisserie chicken, right? I'm like, wait, what? I'm like, I call my wife. I'm like, Janet, how do you, you know what I'm saying? Trying to prove you.
Yeah, yeah.
How do you say rotisserie? And then she's like, it's rotisserie, babe. And I'm like, really? And you're my wife? You're not backing me up on this one? Thank you. Appreciate
funny.
You. So I looked into this, and here's some top 5 words people say incorrectly in phrases.
I think, well, one, I know breftis.
What?
Wait, breftis.
You never heard people say breftis?
Is that breakfast?
Breakfast. They'll say breftis.
Really?
They pray breftis. I've heard people say library for library.
That's my favorite.
Library.
I've heard library.
Library.
Pillow. Heard that one too.
Yeah, I mean, but it's funny, like the things that you just pronounce wrong. Library.
Yeah.
What is the other one? The Paschetti, which is like just like a thing that little kids do. I think
also like I used to say pizza. Pizza? Instead of pizza?
Well, some of it's got to come from being bilingual, though, wouldn't you say? Because you said the rosticery, but that's you're trying to merge two languages at the same time. Yeah. Also, you could be in a conversation at your parents' house, and you have one conversation going in Spanish in your right ear, and your left ear, you have one conversation going in English, and you're trying to navigate which words to pronounce and which words to say.
And why would your family correct you? Because I feel like they'd probably be like... Yeah, that works. You know, like, it makes sense. We understand what he's doing there.
As long as he buys the rosticery chicken, we won't correct him. All right, five words and phrases people say correctly. See if you're guilty of these. Supposedly.
Oh, that's a good one.
With a B.
Instead of supposedly.
Supposedly.
Which is incorrect. Supposedly. It's actually supposedly with a D at the end, right? Number two, for all intensive purposes. That is incorrect.
What is it?
Intents and purposes.
For all intents and purposes.
Oh, that's awkward. Mm-hmm. I've done that before.
Intensive purposes? Like you're intense about it? Like, I'm intense about this. Know. I'm intensive with these purposes.
I just say it quick, so I like don't really, I'm not really sure what I'm saying. I know I'm really making a statement.
That's what I do in my life. If there's a word I'm not sure, I just say it really fast.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? How about this one right here? Oh, this is my favorite, man. I got a lot of family that says this. Irregardless instead of regardless. Hey, basically home, so like my hyena left me, but irregardless, I'm going to continue hitting her up, irregardless.
It kind of feels like a merge between irrelevant and regardless. Like I'm going to tell you something, and regardless, this is how I feel, but it's also, she's irrelevant. It's irregardless.
All of it, baby, all of it. We also got people say, I could care less. And it's actually, I couldn't care less.
Oh, yeah.
That's one where, see, that one's going to kill you. Even though you know that now, I could care less or I couldn't care less, even knowing that you, technically, you cannot care less. Like, you couldn't even make me care less about that. That's how little I care about that.
Right.
But I could care less means, like, you really do kind of care a little bit and you probably could care less. You're never going to know which one's which now. That's the problem with these things. Once you talk about which one's which, you'll be like, I got a way to figure that out. And then the next time you go to say, you go, but was it that way?
Yeah, exactly. I'm more confused now.
So remember. Everybody listening right now, you're just getting screwed up right now.
Oh,
we
totally
apologize for that.
We screwed that for
life. Sorry about that.
How about this? When you go to your local coffee shop, do you say you want...
Don't do it.
...an extra shot
of... Don't do it.
...espresso?
No!
Or espresso?
Espresso.
What do you want, Chelsea?
It's espresso.
Why you said it like that?
I don't know. It felt right, okay, in that moment.
I've always said espresso because I feel like it's going to make you go faster.
Hit the
espresso. Like, hit the express button. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, I'm going to take a shot of espresso, and I'm going to be super fast.
That's the one that my mom...
Super fast.
My mom
just
used
a little jogging motion, which I appreciated.
My mom used to crush us on that one when we were kids because I grew up in Seattle, which is like the coffee snob capital of the world.
Right.
And so she would go, it'd be like, oh, are you getting espresso? She'd be like, excuse me, what was it?
Kill me?
X what?
Yeah.
Excuse me, X what?
She'd say it with that accent I just said,
she'd
right?
She'd be mad.
Espresso.
No, no one would do whatever that is.
That sounds
hey,
Italian.
Hey, will you hit that one button?
Yeah, I feel like it reminds me of being in like Rome and ordering it. I feel like I always ordered it with that accent. Anyways.
I shy away from accents because it sounds racist when I do it.
I think you meant this one.
When I do stuff like that, it sounds racist.
Sounds eloquent when I say it, Bri.
For those of you that were like, you know what, you guys, your show's not very educational. There it is. A little education for everybody right there.
You could not care less about how non-educational the show is.
Yo, I'm down for some rotisserie chicken later on today, though. Sounding real good with them green salad sides. It's going to be good. All right, coming up next, Amelia, in less than 15 minutes, you're going to get another update to Chelsea's love life.
Whoa!
In case you missed it, there's been some major drama going on this week because one of her ex-boyfriends who lives in Amsterdam flew in for the week and has been showing up at her doorstep one time drunk.
Yeah.
And he actually woke up at her apartment yesterday in her bed.
She had to go home to him yesterday.
Yeah. Yesterday they were supposed to go out to dinner and talk things out. He definitely wants her back. What happened? You'll find out coming up next.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
Yesterday, we asked you if you wanted to continue hearing more about Chelsea's drama-filled love life ever since her ex flew from Amsterdam, spending some time here this week, has shown up at her doorstep twice, one of them drunk and wants her back. They're supposed to have dinner last night, talk things out. And we asked you, do you want to continue hearing this love story? And overwhelmingly, on text, on social media, DMs at 97.1 Amp Radio, all you chismosos are like, yes, please, we need more of this. 323 texted, yes, I'm staying loyal to this radio novela. 323 also texted in from a different number. Yes, I'm all about this radio novela. Do you, Chelsea, and him too. So coming up next, you'll get your update on this radio novela. They were supposed to hang out for dinner last night. He already spent the night one night ago. What happened? You'll find out next.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
And backed by popular demand, because you wanted it, we have another update on Chelsea's love radio novela. And how would you feel if an ex of yours who lives out of the country all of a sudden showed up at your doorstep at night apologizing, saying he wants you back? We're talking about Kieran, one of Chelsea's exes.
Mm-hmm. Chelsea.
Who's from Amsterdam. Very great accent
there. From Scotland, but lives in Amsterdam.
Lives in Amsterdam. Thank you so much for that. They're already defensive. Morton. I like that. I like that. She's protecting
Notice that she took her sweatshirt off because she knows she's going to get a little hot and bothered in here.
This is nerve-wracking.
We all know he wants her back because a couple months ago we spoke to him and he had this to say. Hey, Kieran, we're Chelsea's friends that hang out with her at work. Do you still wish you could get back with Chelsea?
Yeah, every day, every day.
Every day, every day.
Every day, every day, Chelsea.
So, today's title of Chelsea's love radio novela is Un Ex en la Cama.
One ex in a bed.
Una Chelsea.
One Chelsea.
Sounds like the title to a Latin trap song.
Yeah. One ex in a bed, cama. One ex in a bed.
Bad That's Bunny, great, you need to get on that, please. Mm-hmm. Un Ex en la Cama. For 97.1 AMP Radio.
For 97.1 AMP Radio.
So let me bring you up to date what happened. So Sunday night was the first time Kieran showed up at your doorstep, Chelsea.
Mm-hmm.
At your apartment here in Hollywood. Then again, Monday night, he came back, but this time he was drunk.
Mm-hmm.
You've all been there, that drunk boyfriend, crying, apologizing. Oh, you're the best Very thing I've ever had in my life.
I just want to be the big spoon again.
You want, yeah.
So he's apologizing. And Chelsea allowed him in, and we found out he spent the night.
Like 2:30.
What are you going to do? You're not going to turn him away at 2:30 in the morning.
Hell yeah, man.
Too easy. Listen, the only way I would have let him in if he would have been outside with a boombox bumping this.
Baby,
apologize
for all the things that I've done that I know. See, I know that I've been a fool for far too long.
Yo. This song has gone on for far too long. Are you kidding me?
For you, Brian.
I actually really enjoyed that.
I can tell.
So good.
Let's get to it, man. All right. This is what it's about.
You guys were supposed to go out last night.
Yep.
Talk about things. What has happened, Chelsea, since?
All right. So we were supposed to meet for dinner at our favorite taco joint last night. And here's the thing. He kept pushing it back. So he's here for his friend's 30th birthday party. So he's with the boys. It was their last night all together. So he kind of kept pushing it back. And he didn't know what their plans were going to be. So make a long story short, he ended up at my house around 9:30 p.m. And we ordered Thai food. So 9:30, obviously, it's a little bit late because I got to go to bed early because I have to be up for the show.
But then he woke up at 2:30, so I don't think he cares one bit about your schedule.
But here's what's weird about the whole thing. So he comes over at 9:30. You know, I'm happy to see him. We're hanging out in our pajamas. But it basically just felt like we're boyfriend and girlfriend.
Whoa! So it felt Chelsea, like hold up. You felt that.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's our conversations, you know, we're talking. Basically, he's like he's telling me he's worried about my sleep schedule. So he's
get out of here.
So he's
showing up drunk at 2:30 in the morning, bro.
Listen. So he's like introduced to me this new sleeping app, and like he's like, babe,
we gotta
figure out how you can get better sleep because I'm just worried about you. Are you drinking enough water? Like that cough that you got going on. We're just talking about life, and he's worried about me, and then I'm telling him about like how you guys are making me go on dates with all these guys for the show, you know?
Wait, hold up. Skirt!
Hey, don't throw us under the bus with our best friend, Kieran.
And he's like, you know, he's like trying to be like cool about it and give advice, but he's like, well, so are these like Americans you're going out with?
Because he knows you.
And I was like,
he knows you're not into those Americans.
Actually, like they have been, you know, he's like, oh, you're not supposed to be with an American. You know, like, he's like getting kind of jealous, so it's kind of funny.
Well, I'm glad he's not racist.
Gosh. So it's like we're just having these conversations, and then he's even like making plans to come back in the next month.
And then,
so let me ask you this, Chelsea: have you two been romantic since he's been here this week? Yes or no?
Yes.
Oh! Rob was right.
Rob, our listener, called in. He said, Chelsea, he's here for
the bang bang.
Unex.
What X?
En la cama.
In the bed.
Una Chelsea.
One Chelsea.
Muy feliz.
What's that mean?
Very happy.
Can I just tell you, too, he actually heard that segment because he was listening to the show. And so it's kind of been a funny,
So Chelsea.
Reference.
This is a layup.
What?
Hold up. Are you still single?
Yeah, so I mean, here's the thing. It's a tough one. I don't know what I'm supposed to do right now. Like, it's a weird situation. I don't know if I'm ready to be back in this like long distance relationship. I honestly don't know what I'm going to do next. I don't know how I'm feeling right now. I'm confused. I wasn't expecting this. Yes, I wasn't expecting this, you guys.
Brian, you probably don't know off the top of your head, but what's the population in the United States of America?
I think it's like a 2 billion or something like that.
Sounds good. I'll go with that.
2 billion? Roughly 2 billion?
Out of 2 billion people, you couldn't find somebody to date here?
Okay, here's the thing. I've gone on a lot of really bad dates lately.
not with a fancy accent.
No. So, yeah, I think I've realized, here's what I will say. I think I've realized it's really hard to find someone you have good chemistry with that you connect with. And I'm a very open person. I don't need a boyfriend right now. I'm very happy living this single life. But I'm open to love, you know? Okay. So I think for me, it's nice to have someone back in my life right now that's comfortable and that, like, you know, he's great. Like, he's awesome. I don't know what I want right now.
I'm glad you're not being complacent about love.
I'm really not.
The great part for you
really
is that he's gonna,
at all, 'cause
he's gonna leave. So you get your space again.
So when does he leave?
He actually leaves today.
Today.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We'll wish him the best and we'll see where this continues.
Should we send him bagels at your house or what?
Yeah, actually. I appreciate it.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Well, thank you so much for tuning in to Chelsea's Love Radio Novela. Chelsea, thank you so much for sharing it with us. We got to come up with a new title, guys.
Is there one called Kind of in Love?
Man? Unex.
One X.
Una Chelsea.
One Chelsea.
Confundida.
Super confused.
Yes, Brian.
Here's the most relatable thing about this story, I will say, though. It's like we're all the single women out there and men. It's confusing, this dating thing. We don't know what we want necessarily. And so I'm glad everyone's kind of on this journey with me. Help me as we go, you know?
Say kind of on this journey with me because this is the kind of a
Well, they
story.
Are on the journey with me.
Thank you, Chelsea. We love you, girl. We got to get going now. Love you.
97.1
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
Performing at this year's Super Bowl halftime show, that's the big question, especially as February is now quickly approaching.
Yeah.
And a new report is suggesting it may be. Are you ready for this?
Lay it on us.
Maroon 5.
I don't want to know, no.
The report's saying that the offer has been extended to the band, and they've pretty much accepted it.
Yeah, who wouldn't?
I gotta say, guys, I'm really disappointed.
Wow.
Yeah,
Chelsea?
I am. I don't know. I was hoping for like a Kendrick or a Drake or a Rihanna or Cardi B. I don't know. I'm very underwhelmed.
I mean, it's not surprising because you gotta look at the NFL, right? The NFL is having a lot of problems right now with politics, with the kneeling over the anthem issues. Mm-hmm. Don't wanna get into that. We don't have time for that right now. But they're trying to play it as PC is possible. You get a band like Maroon 5. What was the critique last year with Justin Timberlake? Really no cameos. You're just kind of him running around in a stadium playing his own songs. Maroon 5 has like hundreds of collaborations. So you get maybe you get a Cardi
That's
B
exactly
coming
the only good thing that could happen from it.
But they have to play it. It's sad, but the NFL has to play it so vanilla and, Adam Levine, let's not cause a controversy. Here we go.
Yeah, but Adam Levine and Maroon 5 are super open and chill and like love everybody kind of vibe.
They're
so they're going to invite... Okay, I guarantee you they're going to invite a bunch of people, diverse group of people to come sing with them at halftime.
Because
that's just their vibe.
And that'll be the goal. I mean, they're trying to like have a fun, eclectic party and things like that. I just, from a marketing standpoint, the NFL just, they can't fire up Trump anymore than they
and
already
by
do.
By diverse guests, I'm talking about like Blake Shelton and stuff like that.
Yeah. well, also, there could be like, that's the thing. It's like Cardi B, SZA. And also, this is kind of like hoping, reaching, but Adam Levine teased that he might be doing a collab with BTS. Yes.
Oh, that's
Can
dope.
You imagine if BTS performed at the Super Bowl halftime show, you guys? I'd be so excited.
Isn't this just everybody's move now because of how like strong the BTS army fans are?
Their social media,
guys, we're going to collaborate at Amp Radio with BTS. They're going to have them in the studio. Maybe. Who knows? Tweet it.
Local mom and pop shops here in SoCal are like, hey, we're doing a collaboration with BTS at our restaurant.
On. Yeah, but they're also really talented and really good.
Are. Sure, but their fans are just, it's unbelievable how strong their fan base is.
I trust Maroon 5, Adam Levine, and that crew that they're going to put on a great show and bring some great guests for sure.
Always
so
positive.
Chelsea, Don't you worry. It's going to be all right.
I'm excited. Sesame Street's Bert and Ernie are finally out. So a Sesame Street writer is confirming the iconic characters are a gay couple.
Oh, there you go.
Am I thirsty?
Oh, Ernie.
Bert, I'm so tired. The only thing I am more than tired is thirsty.
I mean, this story's so dumb.
Really? The audio we got is I'm thirsty?
Well, before you go on a rant, Brian, let me kind of give the background. So,
what? They're two dudes living together in a house on Sesame Street for their entire lives.
Yeah, since 1969. The reason why this is coming out right now is because Mark Saltzman, who was a writer for the show, he said that he's admitting he wrote the couple as a reflection of his own same-sex relationship. But the thing that's crazy is a spokesperson for Sesame has come out and said, has countered Saltzman, saying, as we have always said, Bert and Ernie are best friends. They were created to teach preschoolers and people that people can be friends with others that are very different from them. So,
well, they're puppets. They can't have a sexual orientation. They don't have sex organs.
Interesting.
I hate to break it to you, and if you think that, you're a weirdo. If you're like, I wonder if Bert and Ernie, who's Big Spoon, who's Little Spoon? They're puppets.
People are into that, though. I bet you can find somebody that's into puppets.
I mean, there's plenty of them. We talked about an entire sex doll brothel in Toronto.
What's it called?
I don't know.
I like that Chelsea is pointing at Brian right now. Hey, Brian, what's that one thing called?
I'm staying out of this.
No, actually, I recently looked this up because there was a whole story on it being like, they're called like fluffies or something, that people like get into stuff like this, and there's conventions of
furries.
Yeah, see, I told you knew, Brian.
Don't put this on me, weirdo.
I'm putting it on you because I think we talked about it. Also,
Sesame Street has flat out said that's not accurate, and one of the creator who created it was Jim Henson's friend, created the puppet, said they can't have an orientation. Yeah. They're just guys living together because they're puppets. They have somebody's whatever.
Still,
they have a hand. They're on top of a hand.
An interesting story, for sure. All right, you guys. The Chelsea Report is brought to you by Sephora House of Beauty, the biggest beauty event of the year in Los Angeles. Saturday, October 20th and Sunday, October 21st is when it's going down in downtown LA at the Majestic. So if you love beauty products and Sephora, be caller 9 right now.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
97.1 Amp Radio, home of Commercial Free Mondays. Good morning, 9:10 right now. Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea hanging out with you. Thank you for listening to us. Again, we want to apologize in advance for this very immature question that we have for you this morning, but what's the nickname that you have for your junk? All right, text us, 877-971-ANTS. We bring this up because Toadstool from Mario Kart was recently trending on Twitter, and this is a story behind it before we go with your texts and so on and so forth.
I mean, I feel like we can just kind of get a free pass on the maturity of this segment because when CNN's covering it, it's a mature topic.
These are some hard-hitting news.
So adult actress Stormy Daniels released a book called Full Disclosure, and in the book she describes her incident with President Trump, and she described his junk as looking like the Mario Kart character Toadstool.
I love it.
So it's very odd shaped, not impressive. And and so Toadstool was trending on the internet. Toad's trending on the internet. And I read that yesterday, and I laughed. Yeah. But two, I'm like, this is the reality we live in, where an adult film star is describing the president's junk in a book, and it is a Mario Kart character. So feel free to never look at that character on Mario Kart again the same.
Man, and that was my favorite, too. My favorite character. Yeah? Play. Yeah, not no more.
Damn, retiring it, huh?
Yeah.
Well, there you go, and you're welcome, Nintendo. All right, 310, the texts are coming in. What nicknames do you have for your junk? This person says from the 310, I name my man's junk Mr. Pickles. Now it's his name for his junk as well. The 760, this is interesting, and this might get me in trouble with my wife, but I don't know why. I'm completely innocent. This person has a nickname for my junk. Okay. It says, Edgar's nickname is Little Red Volkswagen with two flat tires.
With no explanation.
Oh. Just that.
Very specific.
It was like a drive-by and just dropped it off right there. Which is interesting on that. And it's not. The nickname is Compa, which means a homie in Spanish.
Oh, I like that.
Compa. What up,
Compa?
We got
from the 818, we've got...
Chelsea!
Too much.
Chelsea, just say it one time. Just say, what's up, Compa?
I absolutely will not.
Right. Yo, our HR person's right across the hallway. What up, Jen Baker? All right. We got from the 818, we've got Little Nano. You never want little in front of your nickname. Why little? I think we can do the math on that.
I know, but it almost seems like it was like Lil, like the rappers. Lil Pump.
Oh, there you go.
They're trying to be cool.
Yeah, that's a
good idea. But I'm just saying, when you're talking about men's genitalia, we don't want Lil. We want B.I.G. We want Notorious.
I was agreeing with you.
Okie dokie. Interesting way to agree. We've got, I call mine Geronimo from the 562, because right before I jump in, I yell, Geronimo!
That is hilarious.
We got one called from 323, the Angry Inch.
Oh, wow. 714 says, I call my boyfriends Private Ryan. So there you go on that.
Saving Private Ryan.
Interesting.
Creative.
I'm a female, and I call mine Pikachu.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's cute. That's cute.
Here's one from the 760. Captain Blackbeard. He always looking for the booty.
Oh, my gosh. Listen, we thought this topic was going to be mature, but the amount of texts that are coming in and the amount of texts that we can't read are amazing. This is really, really amazing. We also have some people on the phone line right now. Let's go to them real quick. And this is a big risk because we're live on the radio. John from Long Beach. Good morning.
What's up? What's up?
What's up, bro? What nickname do you
have? Oh, man, you know, I just thought you guys got a hot topic that we could call in and discuss on, you know?
Yeah, what's the nickname, bro?
My nickname for my junkie is called Grandpa, and that's a given nickname, because you can't give yourself a nickname. You know how that goes.
You got to earn it.
Does that mean it's sleepy?
Oh!
And you know, it got the name Grandpa because it's wise and it got the big head on it.
Okay, next.
All right. I think that's as many risks as we're going to take with this break. Love you guys. Thank you for texting. We're Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea, and we have a cool update coming up next in 4 more minutes. But in case you missed it, yesterday we were chatting with you about the most epic mic drop style exit that you've ever had, whether it be from a relationship, you know, you're breaking up with somebody, or a job. And we had Cynthia from Inglewood called in, and she was whispering on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
And then this happened.
I was praying because I'm at work and I'm going to quit my job.
Wait, right now?
Right now. Yeah.
Wait, get out of here.
This is amazing.
I was just about to ask you, what's your dopest mic drop moment? We didn't think it was going to happen.
Right. Yeah, right.
Hello? Hello?
Wait, did she just do it? Was that her mic drop moment?
She just said, I'm going to quit, and then she just goes away.
I think she just mic dropped us. So she was about to quit her job on the phone while we were listening, and then we just lost her.
Then nothing.
Yeah. We had caller ID. We tried calling her back. Didn't answer whatsoever until later on in the day, and she's agreed to be on with us this morning to tell us exactly what happened and why she had to hang up. So coming up next, we'll get closure with Cynthia from Inglewood. You know what I'm saying?
Sleep over it, man.
Fun if she's okay.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
About to get an update with Cynthia from Inglewood. Yesterday, we were talking about, hey, call in, text in, tell us about your most epic mic drop style exit that you've had from a relationship or a job. She was whispering about to like quit her job on the phone with us and then hung up out of nowhere. So we're about to get an update. Cynthia from Inglewood, good morning.
Good morning.
You left us hanging like crazy yesterday.
So bad.
You were about to quit your job and keep us on the phone, it sounded like. And then you epically exited us.
Mm-hmm.
Like, right. You just hung up on us. What happened? What's going
Ghosted.
On?
Oh, my God. When I was talking to you guys, my supervisor walked up behind me. And so I had to hang up. And I was like, I'm quitting. And she was like, well, you can't quit because you're fired.
Oh, no.
Oh, because she like heard you say it to us.
Can we get your supervisor on the phone? She had an epic mic drop exit for you.
Yeah, it was such a fail.
And
so,
I'm
at home. I'm at home hanging out.
You know what sucks when you fail at quitting your job? You know what I'm saying?
That is grounds for firing. You can't even quit right. You're out of here.
Cynthia.
Exactly.
We're laughing because we know you didn't want to work there anymore, so you're happy about the fact that you're moving on, right?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it was time to go, obviously. Mm-hmm.
I mean, you sound well rested, so you got to sleep in this morning, right?
Yeah, 10 hours sleep.
Oh, why are you bragging like
that? That's nice.
What kind of work did you do before?
It was like telemarketing.
Oh,
it was awful.
Hell with that, yep. Yeah, I could see your boss being a little bit on the surly side in telemarketing and being very adept at phone shenanigans, being a telemarketing manager.
Cynthia, I just want to thank you for reconnecting with us, because honestly, you left us hanging and we want to know what happened. So thank you.
You're welcome. I'm sorry it was a fail.
No.
Your heart was in the right place trying to give us good stuff for the radio. radio. It just got blown up. And it actually ended up being funnier. So
for real, if you need help finding a job or anything like that, just let us know. We'll announce it here on the air because I'm sure after people hearing you, they definitely want to hire you.
Thank you, but I already have something lined up.
Oh, okay, good.
That's good.
All right, we wish you the best, Cynthia, and thank you for listening to us.
You're welcome. Thank you.
I don't know about you, but now I feel like I can finally get some good sleep. Now that we know what happened to Cynthia.
Seriously.
It's never good when someone just drops off in the middle of a conversation on a radio show.
As they're whispering.
Yes.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? 4 more minutes, we're hooking up. Oh, you guys ready for this? We got Hypnotize, Notorious B.I.G. coming your way. Also, Girls Like You, Maroon 5, who allegedly will be performing at the Super Bowl.
Yep, the Super Bowl this year in February. So it's not totally confirmed, but that's the rumor.
Oh, man, that'd be dope. Bring a lot of cool guests.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
Good morning. We're Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea. Thank you so much for allowing us to do what we love for another day. Happy hump day. We got the Dopest Moment Award right now. It's got to go out to our little sis, Chelsea.
Aww.
Because you've been brave.
Yeah, you're right. You're going to be Santa. No, really, guys. You shouldn't have.
Please, no. Let's quit it right now. No, you've been so brave with being so open and allowing us to vicariously live your life and your love life specifically. And our listeners appreciate it because a lot of our listeners are going through drama that you're going through. You know, your ex showed up out of nowhere from Amsterdam, basically saying, hey, I want you back. Please forgive me. I was wrong. Spend the night twice. And you've been giving us all these updates. And today was the biggest update of them all.
That's right. I mean, you guys had a dinner last night. I'm amazed by the number of women on the text line texting in who are such suckers for a Scottish accent. Like, they'll text in, like, I don't even care if he's awful, Chelsea. He's so hot. Wow. You got to get it before he leaves.
How would he have said, Chelsea, please forgive me?
Chelsea, please forgive me, doll.
And then that was it. Chelsea's like, yes, okay.
Pretty ahead. Accurate, actually.
Weak in the knees.
There you go. Chelsea, you don't even need him in your life. Just got have Brian call you.
We're just racking up the HR violations today.
Just have him call you. All right, so this is the big announcement Chelsea made. Actually, Kieran, the ex's name, is leaving today back to Amsterdam. And this is what she confessed that happened last night.
He comes over at 9:30. You know, I'm happy to see him. We're hanging out in our pajamas, but it basically just felt like we're boyfriend and girlfriend.
Whoa!
Gosh.
So let me ask you this, Chelsea. Have you two been romantic since he's been here this week? Yes or no?
Yes.
Oh! Rob was right!
Rob, our listener called down. He said, Chelsea, he's here for
the bang bang.
Oh, that's great.
Real mature, guys.
Not over dramatic at all. It is a radio novela we created, right? Un ex en la cama.
One ex in the bed.
Una Chelsea muy feliz.
One Chelsea super happy.
Speaking about being happy or not happy, we have somebody on the phone line right now.
Oh, no.
Who's not too happy about this reality show / novella, Chelsea.
Oh, great.
Good morning, Chelsea's dad, all the way from Detroit,
so
Mr.
Awkward.
Gary Briggs.
Good morning. I can't believe you. It really unreal.
What?
Oh, my gosh.
Don't listen to the show, then.
Mr. Briggs,
what
are your thoughts on everything that your daughter's been doing with her ex from Amsterdam?
It really unreal.
Wow,
he said unreal. He can't even right now.
Do you believe it's real or just unreal the way your daughter's been behaving?
Unreal.
Okay, so
no, but I don't believe it. Why is it so shocking to you? Really?
Why?
It really unreal.
He doesn't even have the words.
He can only repeat two words. He's so in shock right now, Chelsea. Anything you want to say to your dad? Obviously, he's not on the line.
I know. You guys had me for a second, though. I was like, no.
You know he listens to you religiously in Detroit, though.
Listen, the thought crossed our mind to get old Gary Briggs on the phone, but then we thought to ourselves, you know what? Let's let her off the hook today.
Well, you know
just
what?
Some audio drops.
I actually called him and my mom the other day, and they were sitting there watching Antique Roadshow, because that's what they do on the weekday. And they're like, so, are you hanging out with Kieran tonight? And I'm like, really, though? And they were trying to get all sorts of information. So that's funny that they get to hear that through you guys. But, yeah.
In case you've been missing all the radio novelas, you can catch our podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Download the radio.com app. Favorite 97.1 AMP Radio. You can find our podcast there or at ampradio.com.
unreal.
I know, Gary. It sounds unreal, but it's true. You can listen to our show anytime, anywhere.
You guys are ridiculous.
Thank you. I appreciate that, Chelsea. Remember, don't allow anyone or anybody to steal your joy. They don't deserve that power of your life. Yes, your Ortiz coming up next.
97.1
Amp Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.